Hey, this is Rick Recht on Jewish Rock Radio. I am deeply honored to be on the phone today with stage, screen, and television actor, folk singer, songwriter, guitarist, author, lecturer, linguist, activist, and arts advocate, Theodore Bikel. You may know Theodore Bikel from his more than 2,000 appearances as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, or from his appearances in over 30 motion pictures, including some of the greatest classics, including his Oscar-nominated role in The Defiant Ones, or as an Emmy Award-winning actor with appearances in virtually every top dramatic show on television. This is the longest and most well-deserved introduction I've ever given on an interview on Jewish Rock Radio. Theodore Bikel joins us today from Los Angeles, California, and just celebrated his 90th birthday. Theodore Bikel, welcome to Jewish Rock Radio and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you with us today. We've got a lot to talk about and so little time together, so let's jump right in.
Okay.
Theo, you have a very special show coming up on Monday, June 16th at the Sabin Theater in Los Angeles, celebrating your 90th birthday. The show is called To Theo, L'chaim, to Life, and features you, Arlo Guthrie, Peter Yarrow, Tom Paxton, and my friend Craig Taubman, and many other acts. Can you tell us about the show and what to expect and what it means to you to be honored by this incredible cast of friends?
Well, it's not only a concert honoring my 90th birthday, but it's also a concert at which I'm going to be participating, because these are my friends, my colleagues. These are musicians that I cherish, with whom I sometimes work, share the bill. And when they asked me how I would like my birthday celebrated, I said the best way to do this is the way I celebrate my life, and that's with music.
Beautiful. Sounds like it's going to be an amazing show. So, you know, in thinking about our conversation today, I was thinking about the opportunity to speak with you, and I said to myself, if I had a chance to sit alone in a room with Theo Bikel for a few minutes, what would be the one question I'd want to ask? So here it is. In life, we're lucky. Our wisdom grows progressively with each decade we live. We learn major lessons in every decade, you know, in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 60s, our 70s, God willing. And with each decade, we seem to understand life and life's purpose and the world around us with a little more depth. You've lived a truly superlative life by probably anyone's standards. I was thinking about the song, you know, If I Were a Rich Man, and thinking, wow, you really appear to be a rich man in so many ways in your life. Can you tell us what you believe our purpose is here on earth as human beings? What, you know, what could our greatest accomplishment be as individuals and as a human race while we're spending this short time on earth?
The greatest accomplishment that we could hope for, wish for, is to be happy and make others happy. And I don't mean that in a shallow sense. I mean it in real contentment, to be able to look around you and have a sense of quietude and of peace and of things being in harmony with each other. It's not difficult. It's also not easy.
Very true. I spent a lot of time reflecting and trying to figure out how to find that peace. And a lot of times it's just sitting still and looking around and realizing the blessings that I'm surrounded by every single day.
I find myself extraordinarily lucky in having been able to find that for myself and to be able to spread some of it to my surroundings.
You sure have. So let's play some Theodore Bikel music. This is a song that we all know and love, If I Were a Rich Man, from the Theodore Bikel album In My Own Lifetime, 12 musical theater classics. This is Theodore Bikel on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. It's written, when a poor man eats a chicken, one of them is sick. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yabba-bee-ba-bee-ba-yabba-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bum, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-bee-ba-bee-ba-yabba-ba-bee-ba-bee-ba-bum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, yiddle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with room by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud would land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. Oy. If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, diddle 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 man, I'd see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife, with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I'd see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them, like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Reptemie, pardon me, Reptemie, posing problems that will cross a rabbi's eyes. Yeah, be a boy, a bum, boy, ba ba ba, he ba ba. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I'd discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oy. If I were a rich man, yabba biba biba yabba baba biba biba bum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba biba biba yabba baba biba biba bum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Then would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
What an awesome song. We are back on this JRR exclusive with Theodore Bickel. We'd love to play more of your music on our program here today, but first I wanted to ask you about the impact of Yiddish and Yiddish music on the contemporary Jewish music and culture. I think it would be great for especially our younger listeners to understand the connection that may exist between a song like your classic Dona Dona and the popular music we're listening to today on in our lives and on a place like Jewish Rock Radio.
You see, for the longest time, young Jews, especially young Jews, who really were longing to connect with their roots, were not able to do that with great ease, because it meant needing to know a language. Yiddish is where it comes from. I know there's a controversy between Hebrew and Yiddish, and that Yiddish was even relegated to a lesser degree in Israel itself. But Yiddish is where it comes from. And if you didn't know the language, what saved it was the fact that klezmer music was at first just instrumental. You didn't need to know words, but you got the spirit, you got the essence of the Yiddish music in klezmer. Later, the Klezmorim found out that they needed text, they needed a story to tell, and to tell them in words and lyrics. And so the entire Klezmer movement evolved, not just in America, but worldwide, and not only among Jews. You find Klezmer groups who are totally non-Jews, and yet do a creditable and sometimes superb job at doing the music. There are Klezmer groups in Berlin, for example, and in Poland, some Jews, some non-Jews, anywhere else in the world, except in countries where Jews are no longer living. But even there, they are beginning to wake up to the idea that Klezmer music is something to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Theo, I know our listeners would love to hear about how Judaism has impacted your life and career. It's hard to imagine that Judaism hasn't infused your life and work.
Well, I grew up in a home that was non-religious. My father was a labor Zionist, a socialist and a Zionist. Strong Jewish affiliation. The Hebrew teacher came to the house when I was five, before I went to any school. In the home, we spoke Yiddish, German, and Hebrew. And by the time the Nazis marched into Austria and we had to become refugees, and we were lucky enough to be able to flee to Palestine, as it was then, there was a fully formed, I was 14 at the time, fully formed Jewish person there in me. And that has never left me. And it's become stronger as time wore on. And I had my disagreements, I said, with Ben-Gurion, who said some wonderful things in the establishment of the State of Israel, but I quite a decision to relegate Yiddish to a lesser place. In his own mother tongue, by the way. He made it an exile in his own country. But here we are, and I have my is to speak Yiddish, to recite in Yiddish, to translate things from Yiddish into English for those who are not capable of reading them in the original. It is something that I'm proud of and that I'd like to leave behind as my legacy.
Definitely. I think that'll be one of your many legacies. Well, let's play some Theodor Bekel Yiddish music. This is Theodor's classic Dona Dona from the album Theodor Bekel's Treasury of Yiddish Folk and Theater Songs. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Oifen vor liegt der Kelbo liegt gebunden mit der Strick. Euch in Himmel fliegt der Schwelbo, freit sich, dreht sich hin und zurück. Lach der Wind im Chor, lacht und lacht und lacht, lacht der Opa Toga ganz und Uma halbe Nacht. Donna, 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 donna. Schreit das Kehl, wo sagt der Poher, wer je heißt dich sein Akal? Wo's gekennt doch sein Afeugel, wo's gekennt doch sein Akschwal? Ach, der Wind im Chor, lacht und lacht und lacht, lacht der Opa Toga ganz und unahal. Thank you.
бідне келбер тут мен бін, ун мен шлепдзей, ун мен шехт. Версот флигу, флита ройвцу, из байкейнем нит кенкнехт. Мадер винт ин горор, лахт ун лахт ун лахт, лахт Европа тога гамцу на халве нахт. Дона 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 дона, дона 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 дай, дона 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 дона, дона 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 дай.
That was Dona Dona from Theater Bekel's Treasury of Yiddish Folk and Theater Songs. You're listening to a JRR exclusive. We're talking today with Theater Bekel at his home in Los Angeles. When I had the opportunity to interview people who have achieved so much during their lives and have had such an impact on so many others' lives, I love to learn what a day in the life of that person looks like. And maybe more importantly, how that person gets centered and ready to rock the world. In your case, I'd also like to know how Judaism and spirituality are part of your daily life. You appear to have so many different things going on. So I was just really curious about what your life looks like and what happens when you wake up in the morning.
Well, no day is like the next, like the other. And it also, you know, Jews live by the calendar. The festivals are important. Shabbat is important. And whether or not you're a religious person who is totally observant, a Shabbat observer, for example, will not answer the phone on Shabbat, who will not drive on Shabbat. By the way, I have a very close and dear friend who's a Hasidic rabbi who says about driving on Shabbat, it's better to drive to the synagogue than to sit at home. Mm. And he says, and a car is not a mule or a horse. You're not allowed to work a living being on the Shabbat because all of those living beings are supposed to rest. But a car is not a mule. An interesting take.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I observe the festivals. I go to synagogues. I like to hear the cantors. And I like to participate whenever and wherever it moves me.
So one aspect of your journey that really stuck out to me, and I would imagine a lot of people don't know about this, is that you were one of the founders of the Newport Folk Festival in 1959.
Yes, I am.
And for those of our listeners who are not familiar, the Newport Folk Festival has cultivated a broad range of folk music, introduced some huge stars like Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, and has had a major impact on popular music, the music that we're listening to, even Jewish music. Can you tell us a little bit about founding the festival and how that came about?
Well, Pete Seeger and I, together with George Ween, who had run a jazz festival in Newport earlier, got together and decided to do something about repaying the fields from which we learned so much. And we figured we learned our music from usually very, very poor singers, that is, poor, who didn't have any money, who lived in poverty, but who were rich in their soul and rich in their music. Mm-hmm. And yet we learned from them, we drew our sources from them, and there was no way to repay them, we thought, until the idea of the festival came along and said, let's run a festival. Folk music has become very big and very popular in the United States. Let's run a festival and let's pay the performers minimally. Nobody got more than $54, whether your name was Joan Baez or whether you were a blind blues singer, same thing. And the money that was generated was then used to repay the field. We bought instruments for musicians who couldn't afford them. We bought tape recorders for folklorists to go into the field and collect material and collate it and publish it. We sponsored smaller regional festivals, fiddlers in Arkansas, Cajuns in New Orleans. We did that for several years running, And so the festival was not only what it was, but what it, how it spread its wings.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's had a huge impact in the world of music. So one question I always love to ask of people who are teachers like yourself, who your greatest teacher was. For me, it was Mrs. Brigham, my sixth grade teacher, who really changed my identity, and my mother, of course. How about you? Who's your greatest teacher?
In terms of Yiddish, it was my father.
No question. How about life lessons?
Oh, from so many sources. So many sources. For example, I'm very close to Reb Zalman Shechter Shalomi, who's a Hasidic rabbi, and we happen to be exactly the same age. We also both spent our youth in Vienna, although I didn't know him there. I only knew him much later. But I learn a lot from him, and I draw a lot of solace from what he says, what he writes, and how he lives.
Yeah, the greatest teachers are the greatest learners.
Yes, there's a Hebrew expression, we call melamdai iskalti, that said, I learn from everybody.
It's beautiful. So I just have one last question for you. I wanted to know what's next for you. How do you want to grow, and what do you want to accomplish before you're 100?
Well, somebody asked me the other day, now that you're 90, what are you looking forward to? And I said 91.
I like that.
Take it one day at a time.
What an incredible pleasure and honor it's been to speak with you today. I'm so inspired and have learned very much from this conversation. Thank you again so much for being on Jewish Rock Radio with us.
Thank you, Rick. And if any of your listeners are around in Los Angeles on the 16th, come to the concert. You'll enjoy it.
That's right. Make sure you get out, especially our Los Angeles friends, get out to the Sabin Theater Monday, June 16th at 7:30 for the Theater Bekel birthday celebration concert with Peter Yarrow, Arlo Guthrie, Tom Paxton, Craig Tobman, and so many of the greats. I read down the list. I couldn't believe it. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. We like to close this JR exclusive with another cut from Theater Bekel's album Treasury of Yiddish Folk and Theater Songs. This is the Yiddish folk classic Tumbalaika on Jewish Rock Radio. Thank you again so much, Theodore.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
Tracht und tracht a ganze Nacht, wemen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen, wemen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen. Tumbala, 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 laika, tumbala, 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 laika, tumbala, laika, spielbala, laika, tumbala, laika, freilich soll sein. Mädel, Mädel, ich will bei dir fragen, was kann wachsen, wachsen ohne Regen, was kann brennen und nicht auf Herrn, was kann denken, weinen und tränen. Tumbala, 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 laika, tumbala, 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 laika, tumbala, laika, tumbala, laika, tumbala, laika, freilich soll sein. Marischer Bocher, was darfst du fragen? Stein kann wachsen, wachsen ohne Regen. Liebe kann brennen und nicht aufhören. Herz kann bänken, weinen und tränen. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, laika, spielbala, laika. Tumbala, laika. Freilich soll sein.